Now, friends, we're at the 19th Psalm, and today I'm going to read a translation of this that is made by one in whom I have great confidence, and he is well acquainted with the great scholars, the great Hebrew and German scholars who have made a thorough study of the book of Psalms. And every now and then, I'm sure many of you note who follow the text that I deviate from the authorized version and use this one because it actually brings out a meaning that is there in the original that we do not always get. Now, this is a psalm that can be called a great psalm of creation. It has been divided by many scholars into two parts, creation and the revelation of Jehovah in the law, that is, in His Word. Well, I have attempted to divide the psalm into three parts. We have the first part, the cosmos, the creation. Then we have the commandments, and that begins with verse 7 and goes down through verse 11. And then verses 12, 13, and 14, here we have Christ. And my feeling is that He has a special place here. And, of course, the subject is redemption and salvation and the grace of God. So what we really have here is the revelation of God in creation, in His commandments, and in Christ, the grace of God. Law and grace and creation, I think, give us a complete revelation of God. That is all that God saw fit to give to man. I do not think He's exhausted all the things He could tell us about Himself. Now, in the first part, as we've said, you have God in creation. And then we follow through here with the commandments. It is a psalm of David. It's so called that in the inspired text. And we need to keep that before us. Then we note, actually, there is a division here that is right in the text. The first part of it uses the name for God, which is El, the Mighty One. It's the one used in creation. I think I can remember part of the first verse in Genesis in Hebrew. It's Bereshith, Bara, Elohim, and that's the word. Elohim, in the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. This is His name as the Creator. Then, beginning in the psalm, when we come to the law of the Lord is perfect, verse 7, actually, we have Jehovah there. And you have here Jehovah Tsure Goli, Jehovah my rock, my redeemer. So that when you follow through in a psalm like this, you don't need to have two different authors. This psalm, no one's attempted to divide it as they've attempted to divide the Pentateuch. And I think if the same common sense and scholarship was used in the Pentateuch, you wouldn't come up with this Eloistic and the Jehovist and Eloist writers of the Pentateuch, because you wouldn't come up with it here. The same writer wrote this, and he used the different names for God. It's well to note that, friends. You know, the Psalms just flood light all the way through the Bible, and I trust bless our hearts and bless our lives. Now, actually, in the first six verses, we have creation, and this has been called a morning psalm again. It's in contrast to the other psalm that we had, the eighth psalm of creation. There we saw the moon and the stars. That's a night psalm. This is a day psalm because it's the sun that's brought before us here. And here we have God's wonderful creation bearing a testimony to Him.